It's time for the Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by Gavura's Fine Wine and Liquor, Quality Sales Food Service, Ivory Jack's, and Hoodoo Brewery. Now your host, David Pruse.
Good evening, Fairbanks, and welcome to our locally produced and broadcasted show, Fairbanks Foodies. I'm your host, David Pruse. This show is the local portion of a great food and beverage lineup that plays for you Saturday evenings. KFAR gives you four great shows in a row. We start with Fairbanks Foodies, followed by the Grape Encounters. Then we have What's Cooking, and we finish off with the Beer Guys. It's a great lineup of food and beverages. We here at KFAR take your palate on Saturday night seriously, and we give it to you. We have great sponsors for the show: Hoodoo Brewery, Quality Sales, Gavura Fine Wines and Liquors, and Ivory Jack's in the Goldstream Valley. On this show, we will explore meals you yourself can make, food venues in Fairbanks, local restaurants to try, events you can participate in, and beverages you can create. Tonight, I'm going to bring you two different meals that you can make at home. I did not bring you anything for Super Bowl, so next week after you hear this, next Sunday, is Valentine's Day. So here's something for you to think about, one of these two meals. We're going to go gourmet. One inside, one outside. Yes, at minus 20 below, we can do this. We do this in Alaska. I'm a Fairbankson. That's what I do. A couple weeks ago, I made a great meal for guests. One of the funnest things I get to do is to design a menu. When I do this, I have to sort of get in my foodie design phase. What do I feel like cooking? What inspires me? To do this, I go to the store too and see what they have available. What do they have that just makes me say, yes, this is it. This is what I'm going to cook. Well, me being me, I did a reverse inspire. What in the world is a reverse inspire? I was in Costco and I saw they had racks of lamb in packages, all trimmed and ready to go. So I bought a rack and brought it home. Thought I would try it sometime and it'd be off. It's awesome. Well, it sat in my refrigerator for about 2 weeks, and I thought it was time to try it, but I decided to have it while entertaining friends, so I thought I would need another rack, as approximately there are 7 to 8 lamb chops in each of the packages on the rack. So I designed my menu. How? Well, I go to the store. The first stop is Costco. I'm estimating I'm cooking for 4 to 5 people, so I'll need another rack of lamb, and I put it in my basket. But what do I pair it with? I'm thinking surf and turf. A surf and turf meal, and you can do this on Valentine's Day. When you're designing your meal, you have this time to go into the back of your head designing your movements in the kitchen, on the stove, in the oven, your cooking times, the overall coordination of all you're going to do and the food, so it all comes out at the same time, perfectly cooked, tastefully ready to go. Anyone can cook a specific item. Having everything come out at the same time, ready to go, plated, perfect, that's what we try to do. Costco, while I'm there, I view, and they have a very good selection of seafood. So I'm in the section, and I find it. I see what inspires me. Scallops. I love scallops. I've won a couple state cooking competitions using scallops. They have packages of scallops in 2-pound packs that will just be perfect. Okay, got that down? The headliners of the main event are chosen. My next stop is Fred Meyer's. I have decisions to make. What am I going to cook? The rack of lamb and the scallops. What will accompany it? Of course, I have to have a salad to go with my wonderful salad. So, of course, I'm going Caesar. That I am known for. There are also fresh, fat, cremini mushrooms just staring at me. So I scoop up a little bit over a pound of them. I also try some items that make up the remainder of the menu. So my rack of lamb, scallops, mushrooms, and Caesar salad. For the rack of lamb, I know I'm going to need herbs to cook with it. Hey, it's January. We don't have fresh herbs growing in my yard in January. Maybe a few snowballs. But at Fred Meyer's, they have a salad section there. They have herb packages, and I purchase a medley of herbs that contain rosemary, thyme, basil, mint, sage, and a few other. For the rack of lamb, I'll also buy a box of salted butter. Salted butter's for cooking. Unsalted butter's for baking. That's chemistry. I don't do that. So I get the salted butter. For the Caesar salad, I buy a three pack of baby romaine lettuce heads, a tin of anchovies, a bottle of the lightest olive oil I can find, a head of garlic, a lemon, and some shaved Parmesan. I will also need Dijon mustard and egg yolk and Worcestershire sauce, but I have all these ingredients at home. I also buy a shallot. I call this the lighter onion. Just love cooking with it, with the vegetable in it. It's dinner night, so I take my schedule of cooking items. Dinner served at 6 p.m. I will need 3 good skillets, and I will use my cast iron skillet for the lamb chops. My guests are going to arrive at 5 p.m., so I believe having everyone in the kitchen enjoy cooking wine conversation with me while I prep the food is just a fun way to carry on the night. If you know me, you know my personality, you know that I cannot be late. I just can't do it. Anyone else can be late, but I cannot. That's why I like competition cooking. You have your plate, portion, meal done at a very specific time to turn in, so my plan is to sear the lamb chops, then bake them in the oven. Once I put in the oven, I'll make the fresh Caesar salad dressing. Once the Caesar salad dressing is completed, I'll put it in the refrigerator to chill until I add it to the lettuce and the Parmesan cheese. So, personal note, do not be afraid to write down a schedule and tape it to your prep area. That way you know what you're doing when. So my schedule of events is as follows. But what I write down does not include the recipe, just the schedule. So at 4:45, I'm opening a bottle of California Zinfandel and putting it in a decanter. Do that if you have it, or just open it and you're letting it breathe. At 5 p.m., my guests are arising. Some will be early, some will be late. As they come in, the wine is ready and I pour them a glass of wine as they arrive. Now, we set our oven at 350 degrees. It's 5 o'clock. At 5:05, I'm dicing up the garlic, the shallot, the mushrooms, the romaine lettuce. I'm doing the prep. I put the romaine lettuce in a salad bowl. I also take out the scallops and I clean them with a paper towel. We are not cleaning them with water. They're very moist already. We're cleaning with a paper towel just by wiping them up. At 5:15 p.m., I place my cast iron skillet on the stove, turn it on medium high, and place a copious portions of butter in the skillet, basically creating piles where the meat side of the lamb chops will go on top of it. On top of that, I'm placing my herbs from the store and my diced garlic and shallots. At 5:20, I start searing the lamb chops for about 4 to 5 minutes. When this is done, I take them off the oven, I take them off the rack there. Take the lamb chops, turn them over into the skillet so I have the bone side down, and I place them in the oven. Now I'm going to put them in the oven for 30 minutes at 350 degrees, so I'm pulling them out at 550. From 525 to 535, I'm going to create my Caesar salad dressing. In a previous show, I described how I use a mortar and pestle to make the Caesar salad dressing. You can also use a blender. But what I do in a mortar and pestle is I place the ingredients in order and basically emulsify the ingredients together. First, I put in 2 diced garlic cloves and spend about 2 minutes pounding it into the mortar. Then I put in approximately 2/3 of my anchovy fillets. I dice them, I put them in the mortar, and I pulverize them for about 2 minutes. Then I put in 1/2 squeezed lemon juice. And I continue to pulverize, and I put in the Worcestershire sauce, the egg yolk, the Dijon mustard, and after each ingredient is added, I pulverize each into the mortar, and I'm creating a liquidy paste. Then I slowly start pouring in the 1 cup of light olive oil, and as I'm doing, I'm emulsifying the liquid into the previous ingredients, and I'm doing this slowly. This is going to take you 5 to 7 minutes. Your rest is starting to get tired because all the pounding that you're doing, but keep at it. It's worth the effort. You're going to really love this salad dressing. When all the ingredients are emulsified together, then I add 1 teaspoon of fresh cracked pepper and 1/2 teaspoon of salt and mix it in. Once this is done, I take the mortar filled with the Caesar salad dressing and I put it in the refrigerator. So now it's about 5:30, 5:40, and I enjoy a glass of wine conversation with my friends and my guests. And I get my plates and silverware out, and I get the table set ready for 4 to 6, however many you're going to have, and I relax. At 5:45, we're going to start the mushrooms. You have previously sliced these up. You can do it thick, in thin, halves, quarters, however you want to do it. I take a cube of butter, slice it into chunks, put it in a large saucepan on the stove at a medium-high heat, put the butter in the shallot, garlic in, and after about 5 minutes the butter has melted and you'll start to see the butter bubble. This is when you add your mushrooms. At this point, I like to add a light sprinkling of oregano to the mushrooms to sit through the, so this, just to add that little extra taste. I stir the mushroom every 2 to 3 minutes until they are cooked. Now it's 5:45. Take your third large skillet. Add a coating of olive oil to it. Now we're going to do the scallops. It's the surf and turf time. The two contenders. I take approximately 2, maybe 3 tablespoons of the olive oil, put it in the skillet, turn the heat on medium high, and place it on the stove. I wait until I see the olive oil smoking. We're now at 5:50 p.m. We're going to do two things. We're going to take our diced garlic and shallot and put it into the olive oil that is now smoking, and we're going to add the scallops. Then I'm going to remove the lamb chops from the oven. I'm going to take them out of the cast iron skillet and to stop the cooking process, and I'm going to put them on a wood cutting board and cover with aluminum foil. For the next 10 minutes, I want them to be resting. Now we're back to the scallops. And we're monitoring the mushrooms as we go. We're always stirring the mushrooms. We're keeping them going. Now we're going to sear the scallops. Each side is going to take 3 to 5 minutes. And you're going to keep monitoring each one individually. When you think it's seared enough, turn it over. When you think it's done, each one, pull it out. Put it on your serving plate. And over a course of a minute or two, all of them will be done. So now it's 5:55 p.m. We're cooking the scallops, but we take the Caesar salad dressing from the refrigerator, coat the romaine lettuce, then add a half cup of our shaved Parmesan cheese, mix it all together in a salad bowl, and we put the salad bowl on the dining room table. We've been stirring the mushrooms. They should be done. We take them off the stove, place them in a serving bowl. They're ready to go. We place them on the dining room table. So we have our salad and our mushrooms, our veggie ready to go. Now it's 6 o'clock. Your scallops should be finished. Place them in a serving dish and place them on the table. The last thing you do, the last item, is you take a very good carving knife and you slice up the lamb chops into individual serving dishes, individual servings on your cutting board. Then what I like to do is I like to take the cutting board to the sink, pull off the excess juices, wipe the cutting board off so no juices fall off. Put the lamb chops in a nice presentation pile. And then if you have any other of the herbs left over you cook them with, I like to dice them up and sprinkle them over the individual chops. Makes the presentation fantastic. Now you take the board of lamb chops into your dining room table, place them on the table, and you've just cooked an incredible meal. You can do this for your loved one, your date on Valentine's Day, or lots of friends when they come over. Now, here's the thing about it. Your total cooking cost for this meal is, not including the wine, will be less than $65. How about that for serving 4 to 5 people, or just you and your loved one on Valentine's Day? And with that, Fairbanks, we're going to take our first commercial break. I want to thank our commercial sponsors. We have Quality Sales, Hoodoo Brewery, Gavora Fine Wines and Liquors, and the Ivory Jacks. We'll be back after these messages.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Make your next dinner or gathering with friends and family be the one they'll remember with help from Gavora's Fine Wine. Gavora's selection of wines is one of the largest in the interior, You'll find the perfect pairing to complement any meal or to enjoy for any occasion. Gavora's has an outstanding selection of spirits and beers as well, including fresh Alaskan beers to fill your growlers. You'll find the home beer brewing supplies you need. Gavora's Fine Wine. Open noon to 8 every day in the Gavora Mall.
Football is back, which means your Sundays got even more awesome at Ivory Jack's with all of the games on. So swing in for breakfast with their amazing Eggs Benedict, with full breakfast being served until 4 p.m., even for Monday and Thursday night games. Or try the crab-stuffed mushrooms and the always popular chicken wings, along with some Aroma Dome beer from Black Spruce Brewing Company, plus their famous dinners, live entertainment, and, of course, free parking. Always a good time to be had at Ivory Jack's in the heart of the Goldstream Valley. Hoodoo Brewery. Sure, you grab a cold one after work with your friends and coworkers in the amazing beer garden, or maybe fill up the growler on the way home. Hoodoo Brewery, some of the finest beer in all of Alaska, right here in Fairbanks, right in the heart of downtown. Now you can order your beer online at hoodoobrew.com or sign up for a tour of the brewery. Score some cool Hoodoo swag and support your local beer meisters. That's Hoodoo Brewery, a strong supporter of Fairbanks and local events, large and small. Hoodoo is always there with a cold one just for you. Hoodoo Brewery.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, we've been in the dregs of winter for a few months now, and I have not grilled anything outdoors since October. So basically, I was going through barbecue withdrawals and had to get my fix of grilling. So hey, it's been a nice winter, but last weekend, as I was going through withdrawals, it dropped down to minus 15 below. But hey, I'm a Fairbanksan. I'm a grill god. I can do this. Remember how my last segment, I said timing was very precise? Well, now we're going to throw that out the window because that just did not happen in this next menu food event that I did. My thought was I need to grill steak. And since I had not done a steak on a grill in 4 months, well, it was going to be a darn good steak anyway. So, of course, I have friends coming over and I tell them I'm going to grill steaks. And one of my closest friends, Doug, asked me if he can bring vegetable kebabs. And would there be space on the grill to cook them? Of course, I said there would be. Yes, bring them over. Let's do this. So it's time to plan my menu. My thought is I have steak and potatoes. But Fairbanks, it's me. I just don't do steak and potatoes. I am thinking of grilling filet mignon and baking up sliced Yukon Gold potatoes with a sprinkling of fresh grated Parmesan cheese to add a hint of flavor. Off to the store I go. Costco it is this time. They have packaged steak tenderloin that comes in weights from 4 to 6 pounds. Whoa, prices at $23 a pound. Okay, I'm going to be doing a top shelf experience here. I've got to get my grilling fixed. I'm going to do this. I'm going to go over the top. I make the purchase. I buy a 4.5 prime cut steak tenderloin that costs me $100. I also buy a pound of fresh baby bell mushrooms. Next, I go to Fred Meyer's. I purchase a head of iceberg lettuce, 2 pounds Yukon Gold mushrooms, a half pint of half and half, and I'm good to go now. I'm going to do what I do. I've got dinner for about six. The cost is going to be $20 to $25 per person. I'm good to go. So my plan is to grill the steaks. Well, it's a little bit cold for the gas grill, and I gave my kettle grill away in the fall, so I'm going to use my WSM smoker, which stands for Weber Smoky Mountain Smoker. I'll use the bottom part of the drum to put my fuel in, which will be lump charcoal, then a half log of mesquite for flavor aroma. So it's time to carve the steak tenderloin into fillets. I take out the scissors, open up the fillet, pull out the fillet knife, wash off the steak, put it on my cutting board, and come across a wonderful surprise. There's no silver skin or an iota of fat on this meat that needs to be removed or trimmed off. Nothing. Wow. The color of the meat is a deep ruby red. Oh, yes. This is going to be the bomb. I'm not going to find much better steak in Fairbanks able to purchase than this. So I'll let my filet come to room temperature over the next hour. Dinner time is supposed to be at 6 p.m., so I'll start my lump charcoal in the chimney stack at about 5. Have it ready to go around 5:30. So what do I do with the steak? First of all, don't get too cute, but then again, far be it from me not to go over the top on getting my barbecue grilling fix that I need so well. At approximately 4:30 p.m., I take the steak fillet, which is basically a long log, and I cut it into 3-inch slices, getting approximately 8, each one weighing approximately 7 ounces. A perfect filet mignon. And you know my love for Worcestershire sauce. I give a good sprinkle of the secret sauce onto the individual steak fillets. Then I put a coating of salt and pepper. We are ready to go. I'm going to bake my potatoes. I want to serve them at 6 p.m., so I'm going to put the cubed potatoes in the oven at 5 o'clock, baking at 400 degrees for an hour. At the 40-minute mark, I will stir them up again. So I prep the potatoes by cubing them, placing them in a deep baking dish and mixing in some diced shallot and garlic. Then I take my stick of Parmesan cheese, aged Parmesan, and a grater, and I grate the Parmesan cheese into the mixture, and I also add in a mixture of salt, fresh cracked pepper, and dried rosemary. Mix it all around. Yes, this is going to be good. No, this is going to be really good. Everything's going great. At 5 p.m., I have my chimney stack of lump charcoal going. The way I have the WSM set up, I will lay the charcoal in the bottom. There will be about 4 inches of space where I'll put the grill grate. And then on top of that, I'll put the top of the WSM smoker on, vents open, good flow of air. I'm going to nail this. My friend Doug and his wife Linda arrives, and he has the vegetable kebabs ready to go, flavored with liquid spices. My first indication that my schedule is going to have to be reset just came in. I was expecting 2, maybe 3 kebabs. Doug has brought me 8 incredible kebabs. Doug's an engineer. He doesn't do anything singular. These are beautiful. These are works of art. There are 4 different vegetables, each on 2 separate kebabs. There will be no shared grilling space. So, hey, I'm David Pruse. I'm the grill god. I adapt. I overcome. I take the initiative. I got to figure this out. The potatoes are in at 5 p.m. The coals are ready at 5:30, and with the half log of a mesquite added to the lump charcoal, on go the veggie kebabs. I place the cover of the unit on top, go inside. It's time to chat with my friends, have a nice glass of Pinot Noir, and get the mushrooms going. The mushrooms and the salad are next. The salad would be a simple iceberg lettuce with blue cheese salad dressing, because there's nothing like steak with blue cheese. But the mushrooms, oh, what about the mushrooms? When I went to the store, I had an idea, hence the pint of half and half. I'm going to make a tawny port peppercorn cream sauce to pour over the steaks. Yes. Oh. So I take the mushrooms and I slice them up. In a very large and deep skillet, I pour in a pint, of tawny port and a half pint of the half and half. And I put in 3 tablespoons of lightly grinded peppercorns that I put through my spice/coffee grinder. Perfect. I bring this concoction to a nice simmer, and I put in the mushrooms. We're now cooking the mushrooms. After 15 minutes, I go outside to take the kebabs off. Disaster has struck. I covered the cooking unit. There was not enough airflow going into the coals, so the charcoal heat fell off dramatically and started going out. Hard leaning cooking on the veggie kebabs was accomplished. So I get down on my hands and knees in the snow. We're going old school here, on my deck, and I'm huffing and puffing and blowing into the charcoal to revive the heat, to revive the flame. This happens for about 3 minutes, and I get enough flame to start cooking the kebabs. I put the kebabs on there, but I do not cover. After about 10 minutes, it is now 5:45, so my precious cooking time frame is out the window. I'm going to live with it. I go outside, and I remove the kebabs. I know they're not going to be finished, but I'd plan for this. I have oven heat. I take the kebabs, remove them from the veggies from the wooden sticks, and place them in the baking dish. I will place them in the oven and cook them with the potatoes for about another 40-45 minutes. During this time frame, I have a string of magical mushrooms. I've been stirring these things, reducing down the liquids, and cooking the mushrooms through. Okay, it's time to put the steaks on. I've learned from my ventilation faux pas. I'm going to cook some incredible steaks now. I put on the steaks, and when I put on the cover, I offset it so there's about a half inch of rim showing where the top and bottom line up. Perfect air floor. I'm going for medium rare, rare to medium rare. Product finished. The first side cooks for about 5 minutes, and I see smoke from the mesquite waffling through the contraption, so I know that there's going to be a good flavor on here. After 5 minutes, I go out, pull the steaks, and bring them inside. I've cooked them now for 10 minutes. They look incredible. Great grill marks. Great coloration. So after 10 minutes, we're at 6:20 p.m. mark on the clock. I pull out the potatoes. They are perfect. Took a little bit longer time frame than I thought it would, but it worked out perfect. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. Here I'm a little bit at both, and I pull out the veggies. They're perfect. The mushroom peppercorn cream sauce is being reduced slowly, perfectly. It's ready to go. Plate it all, serve it all. The incredible mushroom port peppercorn cream sauce, the veggies, the potatoes, and the steak that I pour the peppercorn port cream sauce over. As we ate dinner, I realized I was eating the best steak I'd ever had. And I've won state steak competitions too. I was also eating one of the finest meals I'd ever produced. I was enjoying my company immensely. Laughter abounded. We poured the 20-year-old port to go with the dinner. I got my needed fix for grilling a steak. I had my most incredible dinner that I got to share with friends. When cooking issues came up, I overcame them. It was a wonderful meal indeed. Well, Fairbanks, there you go. Two incredible meals that are good for 4 to 8 people, or you can downsize it and make it for you and your special guest. Affordable. All the ingredients you needed said to you. The menu. The cooking times. The process. Everything you need to do. Thank you for listening, and I hope one day, maybe at Valentine's Day, you try these dinners or variations thereof. If you have any questions on how to do this, give me a call. Really, directly. David Pruse at 907-750-2888. You have a great Super Bowl tomorrow, and you have a wonderful Valentine's Day meal next Sunday on the 14th. That's our show for today. My pleasure. You have a great day.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Hoodoo Brewery, Ivory Jack's, Quality Sales Food Service, and Gavora's Fine Wine and Liquor.